Mandy,
Hello, Katie.
how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, so remember earlier in the year when I twisted my ankle?
Yeah. I was trying to see what that dog's doing behind me.
Same ankle.
Don't even know where she is.
I don't know. I just see a Kong.
She's behind the willows.
Oh, that's why
Oh
we
no.
can't see her.
What did you
Okay, so I have little feet. I don't know if we've talked about that on here. Like I wear a size six, six and a half on a good day. And so anytime there's a divot or a hole or a minor scratch in the ground, my foot doesn't span it when I walk, it steps in it. And so
Okay.
I was on my Dr. Dolittle walk with all of my animals, and one of the cats went off into the woods and was playing with something. So I was just going to see what she was messing with. And I stepped in a divot in the ground. I mean, I need to come up with a better story, like bar fight, or I was kicking ass and taking names. I don't know, but that's it. I just stepped in a hole. I don't need to go off-roading.
Okay,
That's what I've
well,
decided, is that I need to stick with
yeah.
pavement. But my ankle is back to a cankle and it started bruising
That's
today.
exciting.
So nice. Yay.
So sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. It is what it is. I just need to not walk on dirt, just on pavement. So there's
Well,
that.
that's easier said than done.
I know, especially when you live in
You live
the
in South Georgia.
woods. Yep. The other thing that's happened this week is that Auburn's coach was fired. And the way the news broke really cracked me up and was very indicative of the life that Hugh Freeze was leading at Auburn. I don't know if you heard this story, Mandy, but he has a standing tea time in his wife's name, by the way, at a private country club in Auburn at 1:30 on Sundays. And after the Kentucky game, somebody that works at the country club posted that his tea time had been canceled and that something must be up. So the news broke in the sports world
Listen.
hours because of his golfing, which is so funny because that's all he seems to do anyway.
Auburn's such a small town that I can totally see how that happened. Totally see how that happened.
Cracked me up. The good news is a couple things. The players seem to love the guy that they have as the interim, which is DJ Durkin, who is the defensive coordinator. And we have an amazing defense. So the
I
boys.
saw something. Oh, this during one of my insomniatic wake ups this morning. That said, it was talking about how at practice now they are no longer being blasted by gospel music and biblical motivation messages on the board. That they now are like listening to music that children that age actually like. Gospel music?
Well, you know, Hugh was on a redemptive tour of trying to convince everybody he was a good person. Remember that? You know,
Well,
with the
by all
escort
means,
issues.
blasting gospel music certainly indicates that you're not going to cheat on your wife again.
Right. And, you know, it's
That's
kind of
always my
like,
first thought.
well, it's one of those things to me that screams, I'm going to overdo it to convince people. Not that it's really something that I believe in, but if I do this,
Gross.
people will think that I'm a
Gross.
good person. I know. Yeah. So it's, you know, I think DJ Durkin is going to do a great job. Are we going to beat Vanderbilt? No. No, we're not. And that's okay. But as long
Such a
as
funny
to,
sentence.
well, I mean, is there, if they're happier, if they like DJ Durkin and respect him as a leader, that's all we can ask for at this point. Now, if it was going to be at Auburn, I might say something a little different because Auburn home games are hard to win anyway. And with them being fired up to redeem themselves now, maybe, but I just don't think it's going to happen. But I would love to be proven wrong, but I think we're going to have a hard time with Mercer.
I'll be there.
So you'll have to report back in, but I'm glad that we have the opportunity, and I hope that I hope that we can find somebody better than the last like five coaches we've had. Like, I'm tired of this.
Oh, man.
It's ridiculous. So that's been the football news that I've had this week. I just thought it was so funny that after all the golfing that he did, that he was the story broke because of his canceled tee time. Of
Wow.
course, of course.
Wow.
I know. Mandy, I see that in your notes that we had the opposite experience with Halloween. I did nothing and had no
Well,
trick-or-treaters.
now, just 'cause I say I tortured the dogs, that doesn't mean we actually did anything other than sit on the sofa and torture the dogs.
Okay, there we go. So tell us
Yeah.
about it.
So Susie lives in a neighborhood, if you're familiar with the area. If you are headed towards Destin from 38 and you know where the outlet malls are, her neighborhood is just past the outlet malls. And there's several little streets that are all different neighborhoods back here. But so she gets lots of trick-or-treaters. And she had asked me, I don't know, two weeks before Halloween, a while before. She was like, "Can Gracie and I come spend the night with you? Because otherwise she's just gonna be barking." And Gracie's a bolter. She's bad. If you open the door, like, she's gone and she is booking it. And so Susie has a real hard time with that anyway. And she's like, "Can we just come stay with you so we don't have to deal with these trick-or-treaters? And can we spend the night? And then can you and I go to the beach the next day?" And listen, I hope everybody has a friend to whom you can say, "I don't know. Maybe, probably not, but we'll see." And so, what we had worked it out to be was that definitely come to avoid the trick-or-treaters, because that part we can do. We will see beyond that. I'd been out of town half the week and whatever. And then I texted her because my time hop provided me with the documentation of previous Halloweens wherein I brought Etta to her house. One time, 1 year, Etta was dressed up as a hippopotamus. And when Etta got dressed up, she would just look at you and just bark at you. Just bark at you. Just woof, woof, over and over and over again until you took that stupid fucking thing off of her. Thank you very much. So yeah, we got a great video of Etta just barking constantly as a hippopotamus. And then a couple years later, after Susie had bought this house, we came over here, and her dog at that point was Lily, who was a Lhasa Apso, I think. I can't even remember these little fluffy dogs. I can't remember what kind they are. I think she was a Lhasa Apso. Lily, if you put a costume on Lily, she would just freeze. She would not move. Just totally freeze. So Etta came over, and then that year we decided what would be fun would be to put the same costume. It was Lily's costume. It was sized for a Lhasa Apso, but we would then put it on Etta. It was lots of fun. So Etta's just barking at us, and Lily's just frozen, and it was just the funniest thing you've ever experienced. So I texted Susie. I was like, "You're bringing the costumes, right?" She's like, "I am now." So yeah, poor Allegra. I had had her, I don't know what, a
5 minutes.
day, 24 hours, not even. And we're totally putting, tiny dog costumes on her. And she's like, what in the hell?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Gracie's like, why have you brought this pony into my life? And it was a little chaotic. But it was fine. That's all we did. We tortured the dogs with costumes. And then Susie said, okay, I'm going home now. And I'm like, yeah, you are. You're not spending the night. We're not going to the beach. Bye-bye. So that's all we did. We were trying to watch the World Series. And I can't remember if I had told y'all that the Fox Sports app just zooms in when I try to watch it on my
No.
TV. So all I can see is a corner of the pitcher's cap in the bottom of my screen because it's so zoomed in. So really all I can see are like the crowds in the stand. It is ridiculous. So we had the game on, but we couldn't really see anything. And so then I would pull the app out to just really figure out why the fans in the stands were so excited. But anyway, so that was game six back in Toronto. And crazy play. I, in all my years of watching baseball, did not know this rule until toured Wrigley Field. But there's a rule that if the ball gets stuck, so like at Wrigley Field, a lot of times it'll go into the ivy and disappear. Or if it gets stuck under the padding or something, which is what happened in game six, is this ball looked like it was going to go out, and instead it landed right where the fence and the ground met and just lodged itself into the fence. And so what the players are supposed to do in that instance is just throw their hands up. I never knew that was a rule until we toured Wrigley. So there's the center fielder out there, and you're like, what is he doing? The ball, you can see the ball is right there, but hands up means it. And so instead of scoring the tying run, I believe it would have been, and having a man on third base, everything was run back. And so there was a man on third base, and then the guy who had hit the ball that got stuck was on second base. And then they couldn't score, and so they lost that game. They were that close to winning the World Series in game six, and they didn't do it. So it went to game seven. So game seven, Bo Bichette, who is basically playing on a busted knee, hit a three-run homer in like the th I think it was the third inning. Shohei was pitching. Bo Bichette, they walked Vladdy on purpose to get to Bo Bichette. And Bo hits a three-run homer basically on one leg. I mean, the man's leg is just busted. So that was awesome. Shohei gets pulled. We're in the Dodgers bullpen. The Dodgers bullpen sucks. So this is great news. This is what we want. The next inning, it really did sort of look like this guy was trying to get hit. He's the nine-hole hitter, so he's like not a good hitter. And it really did sort of look like he was putting his hand in front of the ball. Like he wasn't, but it did sort of look like that. And then the next pitch, he did get hit. And then in game seven of the World Series, we've got the benches clearing. We got the bullpen running in from the outfield. Like, best thing ever. Love a good bullpen running in from the outfield. But that was the only bullpen pitcher, I think, maybe one more. Instead, what the Dodgers did, instead of using their bullpen pitchers, Katie, they used all their starters.
Well, I mean, it's game seven.
Right? You're not playing tomorrow. But listen, they used all of their starters, Katie.
All of them.
All of them. They used the guy who would have pitched, if there was a game eight or a game nine. They used those guys, which, you've seen that some. Then they brought in Yamamoto, who had already pitched two complete games in the postseason baseball, and he had pitched the night before and thrown 94 pitches. They bring him in for three innings because guess what? We went into extra innings in game seven.
Of course they
I'm
did.
still, I can't, I'm For somebody whose team was not playing in this
Yeah.
World Series,
It was
I'm
wild.
still not over it. I cannot fucking believe they lost that game. It was awful. Leave her alone. She does not want you to play with her. Leave her alone. Come on. Come on.
Yeah,
Come on.
I behind Mandy today, and I haven't taken any pictures, but behind Mandy today is this stately princess
You
on the
know her.
bed. Or she was on the bed.
You
I don't
know
know where
that.
she's right with her now, but
You
the
know I got
new,
Gracie cornered.
I'm sure.
Yeah, leave Gracie alone. So anyway, the Dodgers won.
Yeah, they
And I
did.
just really,
Yeah.
God, I still cannot believe it. I still
Yeah.
cannot believe it. Ding dong can't get up on the bed.
She's having trouble with
Okay, she
her
may.
living into her big old body. So, talk to
Oh.
us about Allegra. Tell us about her
Well,
and
she's a mess.
is
Getting
she?
adopted on Sunday.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was basically a dog sitting
Okay.
adventure, fostering adventure. She her first birthday was yesterday, and let me tell
Oh.
you, it was wide ass open all day yesterday. I will say,
I mean,
since we're
she's,
at
you might
Susie's
want
and
to check
we
on her
have
back
to.
there. She's like sniffing around trying to get the lamp off the. I mean, she's so goofy. Just watching her in the background is
Constant,
hilarious.
constant. You know, at my house, we get up and we immediately go for a long walk. But I'm like, well, we're at Susie's house. We got the fenced in backyard. She
Yeah.
can go back there and take care of her business and chase squirrels and birds. And maybe Gracie will play with her. Well, no, none of that has happened. She has just been wide ass open.
Is her coat
But she's
darker
sweet. And
than
if
most
you,
of them? Okay.
yeah, she's dark.
She's really
In
pretty.
fact, Betsy posted on the Facebook page. She's wandering around the house now. Betsy posted on the Facebook page that, like, I think she said either 56 or 46% of our intakes this year have been blue. Which, you know, when I first got Etta, you never saw a blue Weimaraner runner. They were really rare, but they've gotten to be more prevalent. But yeah, she's beautiful.
She's really pretty.
But yeah, she reminds you why puppies are hard. It's like having a toddler. She puts everything in her mouth. The good news is that she's probably in there getting on the kitchen counter, which
Do
is
you
her
need to go
favorite thing.
check? I will pause.
And she's still walking around, which is still
Lord help.
good girl. The good news is if you get close enough to her, she will obey you.
Yeah.
If you're
That's
not
good.
close, she doesn't give a shit. But
Yeah. Hey, baby.
if you get close enough, she'll listen to
Hey,
you.
pretty girl. Oh, she's so pretty.
But
But
yeah,
yeah, no puppy for
she is
me.
pretty.
She's
Now she's
definitely
biting my arm.
gangly, is the way that I would describe her just by watching her try to get on the bed one time.
Listen, woo-wee, she's a mess. So the Dodgers won, so baseball is over. In other baseball news, the Braves have hired their new manager.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
So they hired the guy who has been their bench coach, Walt Weiss. And that's who everybody always thought it was going to be when Snit retired. Because he's leave Gracie alone. She is under this desk, so you will not bother her. So Walt used to coach he was the manager for the Rockies. But he played for the Braves. He's been the bench coach since 2018. And so everybody always kind of thought that's how the torch was going to get passed. And that's why he had never taken another managing gig, is because everybody knew he was going to succeed Snitker. But then they didn't name him as manager. It was like taking a while. And so then the speculation became they were looking at a guy that was one of the Dodgers' assistant coaches. And so they were waiting for the World Series to be over before they could hire him. And then, no, it was Walt. So it's fine. We'll see. We'll see. Chipper says it's a good thing, and Chipper knows better than me, so I'll listen to Chipper.
Yeah, I saw an interview
Also,
with chipper that he's going to be more involved because it's this guy. I don't know if they played
was just about to
together.
say, can we talk about the fake news? And my friend Casey, God love her. I love Casey. And she's very smart. But somehow or another, she has gotten in this algorithm where she is fed fake Braves news on the regular. And she'll send us a text and be like, oh my God. It's
Chipper's
like,
the new
Casey, that's
manager.
fake.
Not happening.
So she just sent one this morning that was like, well, I miss this good news. And it was like, Chipper Jones is the new hitting coach for the Braves. And I'm like, no. I listened to that podcast, and what he had said was he's been in this position for a long time where he's like a consultant, and
Yeah.
some years he's more active than others. But he did say in a podcast, well, on the radio that they turn into a podcast, that he had purposely taken a step back last year because they had just hired a new hitting coach and he didn't want to make that guy feel some kind of way. And so he had kind of given him some space, but he said now that, he's established that he will sort of be more involved this year. His direct quote was, I don't want to do anything that requires me to be in a uniform.
Yes, that's
He's like,
the
no,
clip that I saw.
I will not be in the dugout. Like, no.
What
So,
I want
yeah.
more of is them doing the play-by-play in the booth. And he can't do that
Yeah.
if he's in the dugout in a uniform.
Well, and he had originally signed up, I want to say it was right before the COVID season, maybe. He had agreed to go to be on ESPN, and to be like one of their color commentators on ESPN. But that was about the time that John Shambi, but he goes by Boog. Boog is the play-by-play guy for the Cubs. He had called Braves games for Fox at one point. And so that's why Chipper had agreed to go to ESPN because he was going to be working with Boog. But then when Boog went to the Cubs, Chipper was like, nah, I'm out. But he's really good. He is really good in the
Yeah.
booth.
Yeah,
Better
no,
than you would
he's
anticipate.
great. But that little core group of Braves that we knew
Oh
growing
yeah.
up
Paul
is
and
hilarious
Frenchie.
together. So great. So I need him to do that and not be in a uniform in the dugout, please.
Yeah. I don't know if he's gonna do. He did that. He coached one of the like for All-Star Weekend, like the young guys. I want to say he was the manager for the National League team, maybe.
That'd be fun.
And DeRosa, Mark DeRosa, who played for the Braves, who's good buddies with Frenchie and Brian McMahon, he's the manager for the World Baseball Classic, which we are having again. That will be in March. And he hired McMahon. I don't think he had Chipper. I think he's got. But he'll have Brian McMahon, he'll have David Ross, both of whom were rumored to be in consideration for the Braves manager position. Not McMahon, DeRosa and Ross were both in the running for the Braves manager position.
Yeah.
But they'll all be coaching on the World Baseball Classic, so that'll be fun.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, yeah. And then, always restarts right around my birthday. So, February. We just got to make it to mid-February and we'll have baseball again.
Well, and before that, we're coming up on an Olympic year, ma'am. So we have
We
something to
are.
look forward to in early
Indeed.
February.
Indeed.
So, yeah. So there's
Indeed.
lots to look forward to.
Yep. Okay, Katie, talk to us about, or he looks like you're doing books.
I am doing books because I have not made anything lately. So, last week I told y'all about my friend that lost both of his parents. And at the funeral, I read a poem from one of my favorite books, and I don't just sit down and read books of poetry. I look for, like, if I need something specific, I'll look through books of poetry. And I definitely have poets that I like. But the book, The Prophet by Khalil Gibran, is one of my favorites. And it is very short. It is worth reading cover to cover. I think all of the lawyers that listen on here, that he's got a chapter in there about the law and all kinds of stuff, love, relationships. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. It's been on the back cover of mine, it says it's been translated into like 1300 languages over the years. It's one of the most well-known books in the world. I love it. And so I thought, if you don't have a copy, it would be nice to get yourself a copy. So The Prophet is a beautiful book that everyone should have on their shelf. And the other one,
Agreed.
because I can't seem to get through this Dan Brown, it's very heavy, but it's good. It's just really, really intense. I asked my friend, who she and I have a lot of the same reading likes. I asked her what she was reading, and she had just finished Gone Before Goodbye, which is the one that Reese Witherspoon collaborated with Harlan Coben with, and she really liked it. She said it was really easy to read, really fast read, and very fast paced. So I bring that as my other book recommendation to you all, and it's definitely on my list of to be reads.
I just listened to, yesterday. Reese was on Armchair Expert this week. So I was just listening to that episode yesterday.
Yeah,
It was good.
I've not read Harlan Coben before, but if Reese loves him and I love her picks, and if my friend Casey loves it and I love her books and read her suggestions, and I figured it'd be a good one. So, adding it to my list. So, Mandy, what
There you
about your
go.
favorites?
So I think I may have mentioned these last year, but I am wearing them now, and I just was, you just want sort of a comfy jean, and it's on trend, but it's one of those things where we all know it's not going to be, these are not forever jeans, so why not get them at Old Navy?
Amen.
And as I was getting the link, I saw that some colors of these jeans are currently $12. I mean, why not take a chance on a pair of $12 jeans,
Love it.
y'all? It's the Old Navy barrel jean. They are high-waisted, which I enjoy at this point in my life.
Amen.
Hike it all up. And they are, for those of you who are short girls, which, let's remember I'm all torso, so my legs present as a short person. They're ankle length, so they're not too long. They'll, it's just like buy yourself a $12 pair of jeans that are on trend and call it a day.
Love it.
And then my next couple of things were a couple of makeup products that I got from Whirl, which I know I've mentioned Whirl before. Y'all should all follow Whirl. Although I'll say I've been following Whirl for probably, I don't know, 20 years at this point. And it used to be that Whirl would make clothing recommendations that I could afford. And she has priced out of my realm these days. But her makeup stuff and her hair stuff are still attainable. So the first thing is a mascara. It's I ordered all this from Credo, I don't know, Credo Beauty. And they were having a sale. They were having a 20% off sale. I don't know if it's still going or
Love
not,
it.
but the first thing was the mascara. It's by Swede. Hold on, now I can't remember. And it's I got the brown because I started reading that if you, doing the black mascara at our age can be a little aging. And so I said, okay, well, so I got the brown mascara and I have really, really enjoyed it. It doesn't flake, it doesn't, it's the Swede Beauty Cloud Mascara. Like it doesn't flake off, like it's, but it's not hard to wash off. So anyway, if you're looking for a mascara, I liked that mascara a lot.
Love it.
And then the second thing is, this is a brand that Oral really likes. And I don't know how to pronounce it. Ilia, Ilia, Ilia.
Okay.
And this is a lip sketch hydrating crayon. So basically, it's sort of like a lip liner, but it's not dry as all get out. And so I've just been using that and then putting like that lip oil that I really like from In Beauty over it.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little combination.
I love that.
So yeah, just a little makeup recommendations. And then finally, the last thing I have is really and truly all things Carrie Russell.
She's amazing.
Like beginning with Felicity, moving on to The Americans. But what really caused me to think about it was The Diplomat.
So good.
I know good and well I watched the first season of The Diplomat. I thought I had watched the second season of The Diplomat. So I think I told y'all maybe that I had logged my mother onto my Netflix account. And so I'm trying not to use my Netflix account because that will log my mother off. And I just don't want to go through that. So while I'm at Susie's, I got on her Netflix account and started watching, and went to start season three of The Diplomat, thinking I had watched it all. And I'm like, oh no, I haven't seen. So I just flat started over with
Yeah.
episode one of The Diplomat last night. And I just freaking love Carrie Russell.
I love her.
I love her. And The Diplomat is excellent.
So good.
Highly recommend. I know you've mentioned it as well.
Yeah.
But
And
yeah. And
Allison
also, if you have
Janney,
not watched The Americans,
I have not,
if you
so
have
I need
not
to
watched The
add
Americans,
that.
Katie,
I know.
you must.
I know. I need to find
You
it and watch
must.
it.
It is so good. It
Yeah.
is so good.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's all. That's
Awesome.
all I have.
Awesome. I will
Yeah.
say, I normally don't do this, but I will say just about the worst show that I started that I will not be finishing has a cast.
Yeah.
The listen to this cast. Glenn Close, Naomi Watts, Niecy Nash, Sarah Paulson, Teyana Taylor and Kim Kardashian. And I forget the Kim Kardashian part because she's not acted enough for me to know what kind of actor she is. But with the rest of those people, I thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be great. I mean, Niecy Nash was so good in that Dahmer thing, and Sarah Paulson is amazing, and Glenn Close. Y'all, it's the worst thing I've ever watched. I mean, the
What's the name of
writing,
it?
all's
The
fair.
writing.
It is the worst. And the critics agree, but it's the writing. They have this opportunity with all these amazing women to do something great and powerful, and they blew it.
No good.
No good. Don't watch it.
Well, that's disappointing.
It's very
Okay, I won't.
disappointing. Very. But Lord, it reminded
Yeah.
me of the last. I'm a big Marvel fan, and the last Anthony Mackie, who I also adore, was just one cliche saying after another. And that's exactly what this is. It's the writing is just
Yeah.
a bunch of strung together cliches. And that's just stupid. It makes them seem dumb. And
Yeah.
it's hard to make Glenn Close and Sarah Paulson seem dumb. But they do it.
For real.
Yeah, don't do
Yeah.
it. So avoid, avoid. I never do that, but I'm just,
Watch The
y'all,
Americans instead.
it was awful. So anyway, what are you doing this week? What are you up to this week? Getting baby girl
Everything.
adopted?
She's getting adopted on Sunday. Fingers crossed. We'll be here with Gracie. Susie's supposed to be home tomorrow night, but given the state of plane travel,
Oh, yeah.
it could be iffy. So we may just be with Gracie till Saturday. We don't know. But yeah, no, that's really it. Nothing exciting.
Same. Just live my best life, hibernating when it's cold and avoiding the gnats when it's not.
Well, good. There you go.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
Well, Mandy, it
Well,
was good to
everybody
catch
have a
up
good
this
week.
week. Everybody go find your people.
Enjoy.